Om Shanti. Good morning. It is our great fortune that we have with us our senior, most respected Rajyogi brother, Surya Bhai. Give him a big hand. Surya Bhai is in knowledge since more than, I think, about 50 years. In 64 or 65, he came in knowledge, 64. And in 68, he came to Madhuban for the first time. And since then, he is here only. And rendering his tireless services, especially in the Bhandara. Bhandara means the Baba's kitchen, which provides us meals, food for all the three times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Brahma Bhojan.
Brahma Bhojan.
Not meals.
Brahma Bhojan. And most of the times in Murli it comes that the children who can cook the food in Baba's remembrance are yet to come. So he is the one who has fulfilled Baba's this pure wish of cooking the food in Baba's remembrance. And he is well known in the Brahmin family as a Yogiraj Surya. You know, Yogiraj means the king of yogis. So he is the king of yogis because he has a lot of love for the yoga. He loves to do yoga experimentation, to do experiments with thought power. And not only he experiments, but he provides solution to many problems with the help of experimenting with thought power. Any kind of problem, whether it is physical health, mental health, financial, social, whatever, he provides the solution on the basis of yoga, on the basis of self-respect. And he is the one who tells us how to take maximum benefit from Baba's meeting and also how to churn on Baba's murli. So he is here today to share his words of wisdom on making ourselves full of all treasures. So let us once again welcome him and listen to him.
Om Shanti. So my question, are you happy in your life? True? Very good. Biggest treasure in our life, before happiness. Before contentment. We do forget it. And we all have got that biggest treasures with us. Baba. Baba, who is the seed of all treasures. He is with us, fortune makers. He is the creator of fortune. He is our father. So we can make our fortune, we can claim our fortune as much as we like. So we have to remember this, the Supreme God, who is everything, is my father, my Baba. It will give us great happiness. I used to give one example. First of all, I am remembering two things. I would forget them, so I keep in front of you. For happiness, for our purity, we are the roots of this kalpa tree. Do you know? We are roots. And a tree gets food, water, light, air, everything through roots. So you can make a vision that on my head, here is kalpa tree. And whatever I think, it goes everywhere. my purity, my happiness, my might, my blessings, everything. So we are in the base. If we are happy, entire world will become happy. Our purity will make everyone pure. Our might will give support to each leaf of this cult tree. We are so much responsible. Do you feel so? Remember it. Keep it in your mind. So if I am not happy, if I am miserable, if I am depressed, if I am tense, what will I supply to cult tree? Same thing. I am the supplier. This is my responsibility. So therefore, I have to be ever happy. Second question, are you happy with your efforts? Happy or content? This is little difficult question. Everyone will say, no. We want to do more, 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 every day, more. It's a good thing. So second thing, which I used to keep in my mind, right from the beginning, and I teach it to all Brahmins, you know always Baba says, say just with true heart, my Baba. And Baba will come down to you to help with you. We must experience it. But we must have this intoxication that Baba belongs to me. He is my Baba. My feeling of this mind is my Baba. Just as your children, when they see you, this is my mom. They need not to say. But what kind of feeling they have in their heart, you know. My Baba. So I give you an example. Suppose, in your country, elections take place for president and all of a sudden, or fortunately, your father is selected as the president or prime minister of your nation. And you got telephone, you got message. Now your daddy is the president of your country. What will happen to you? You know what will happen. Immediately you will inform to all of your friends, relatives, and you will say with challenge, now you need not to worry, need not to fear, my daddy is president. If sometime you need any help from him, just call to me. You will say, president will become, your father will become president. But you will behave as if you are president. That if you need any help from the president, please tell me, call me. He's my father. So I used to think, can we have such great intoxication in our mind? My father is God. The God, one who is God, is my father now. Can we say to others, if you need any help from God, tell to me, he's my father. And it's true. So I used to speak this way in the class, so many teachers came to me and asked, Shiva Baba is your friend, and we are making a new house for center. There are some difficulties. can you tell to your Supreme Friend to help us? And I say, yes. And I did this. I used to do this. Supreme Friend, just please go there and help them. And it had happened many times. So we must have such great intoxication in our mind that now God is not God for us. He is our father, he is our friend, he is our mother. One thing. Do you like it? This intoxication, pankhe bhi thode chala na? This intoxication will keep us full. And waste thoughts will not dare to come. It's the remedy, the medicine of waste thoughts. They will run away from us. So I want to share two experiences in front of you, which I am teaching to many to solve their many problems of life. One is, many give me ring, every day they may be 5 or 10. They ask me that they are suffering from waste thoughts and uncontrolled waste thoughts. They are students, mothers, kumars and many others. Students, they ask always, they are doing this study, they are student of higher studies, exam is nearby there and they are reading but nothing is coming to their intellect. So many waste thoughts are coming in mind, we cannot remember our lessons, what to do. And then they don't know the solution of this flow of waste thoughts. Many Brahmins, other Brahmins, old Brahmins. Now we must know one thing, as much as this time is passing away, destruction is coming close to us, what will happen? All 5 vices will attack everyone with full force. So many are suffering from waste thoughts and many will suffer. So I suggest them, simple method, you can also use this method in the morning. Either before Amrit Vela you do, or after Amrit Vela, or 6 o'clock, sit in silence with good feeling that I am Master Almighty, and start writing. Write it down for 108 times. I am Master Almighty. Keep giving this feeling, I am. It's true that I am Master Almighty, full in all powers. And start, keep on writing, 108 times. I ask them, do it for 21 days or for 3 months. And second thing, before going to bed, this is a wonderful thing. Before going to bed at night, sit in silence again. Feel, realize that I am a great soul. And again, continue writing. 108 times. I am a great soul. And by this practice, from the soul, pure energy will go to the brain. And you will have good sleep, dreamless sleep, depression will end and waste thoughts will finish forever. So these two things. You have to spare only 15 minutes and these 15 minutes will solve many problems of life. Because all problems are starting from here. Brain, waste thoughts, negative thoughts. So we must know the method how to give pure energy to our brain. powerful energy to our brain, and it will open all blockages in the brain, and many problems will end. Many diseases may end, because when there are blockages in the brain, they cause many diseases in the body. So if we learn how to open the blockage, we can get healthy too. Second method, which I teaching nowadays from last 6-8 months, it is also solving many problems of Brahmins. As soon as you open your eyes in the morning, in first 10 minutes, you have to do this. Just practice 21 times, I am Master Almighty. And visualize yourself that from each part of my body, red rays are spreading out from soul, from eyes, from body, red rays. 21 times. It can take only 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And then, create that thought which you want to make true. A thought, suppose, someone is creating peacelessness in your life. Someone is creating any trouble for you in your life. He is not friendly. So remember 21 times, I am Master Almighty. And then visualize him or her as a soul and have the thought, this soul is my good friend. He gives very good cooperation to me. He is a cooperative soul. And you will find, after 3-5 days, his thoughts will change. He will become friend. He will become cooperative with you. Such practice, such experiment. Suppose you are facing any problem in your life from last 1 month, 15 days, you can use this method, I am Master Almighty, 21 times, and then create the thought that now within 3 days, this problem will be solved. So you will see that your last thought will become true. This is the method. Did you follow? Simple, easy method. I started to teach this method because many, when I told them that you have to practice 1 hour yoga every day for 21 days, so they answered, their mind wanders here and there so much, they can't do yoga. So then I taught the simple method. And this method solve the problem of many in last 8 months. Different types of problems. Problem of students, problem of family life, problem of husbands, problem of disease, bodily disease, problem in lokic jobs. Many, many experiments. Many lost their job and they were suffering from many negative things. I taught them this method. Apply somewhere. They were called for interview. Then they started to practice. I am Master Almighty. 21 times. And then last thought, I will get this job. I am selected. Not I will be selected. I am selected. And they were selected. So, you must know when we practice that we are Master Almighty, what happens? One thing, we must be sure, confident, full faith in this, that as soon as we became Baba's children, I said, Baba, I am your child. At the same moment, Baba blessed me with all of his powers. So we all Brahmins, millions of Brahmins, all have got godly powers. Why he gave us these powers? Not to destroy our sins. In order to destroy our past sins, we have to practice powerful yoga. But he gave these powers to us in order to get victory over Maya, five vices, in order to become pure. So we must accept this, that all powers of Almighty came within me. I am the embodiment of all eight powers. And one word is, I am Master Almighty. So when we remember, when we remind ourselves, when we feel it, when we come into this deep realization, I am Master Almighty. So all those powers get activated. They start working in our brain. We become at that time most powerful. So the thought we create at that time will become true. This is the philosophy behind it. So I would say to all of you, become Master Almighty. Master in this. I am Master Almighty. Expert in this, and solve all of your problem of day-to-day life with this practice. I remind you three lines, three versions from Avyakt Murli's. You can note down the children who are in the intoxication of Master Almighty. Obstacles and problems cannot dare to come to them. So if we are in this good feeling, if we practice it, I am Master Almighty, so we are free from many problems. If problems are coming to us, they will run back. It's true, because this powerful energy will protect us, will repulse everything. Everything will go back. Second thing, those who are Master Almighty, success will come to their feet easily. Success. So Master Almighty and embodiment of success will go parallel. So if we want success in any field of the life, we must become Master Almighty. And third most powerful and practical thing, those who are Master Almighty, listen carefully, they can do everything with the power of thought only. Those who are Master Almighty, they can do everything just only with the power of thoughts. Nothing to do. So I would suggest you make many experiments in your life with this last thought. And the method is, suppose you have gone to your job, you were driving car, you had key, and you lost key. You forgot where I put my key. And now you are saying, oh, where is my key of car? Where? You need not to puzzle. You need not to get tense. Do this practice. I am Master Almighty. 7 times. I am Master Almighty, and Baba's powers are working with me. In 10 minutes, I will get my key. And automatically, you will find your key. Simple method. Suppose, in your office, your boss is angry to you, and you are going today to your office with this thought that that man again will get angry to me. You are in little tension. Forget it and practice. Only 3 times. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. And this soul will remain very sweet, friendly to me. Very peacefully he will talk to me today, and you will see the same result. Do such simple experiment every day. Suppose one of your child is not very good to you. He is creating many problems to you. Nowadays, current problem in India, I don't know about your countries, but in India, from last 2-3 years, this problem has become a dangerous problem in families. The children have become uncontrolled. They are just being attracted to many addictions of the world, Kali Yuga world. They have chosen wrong path. Many have got suicidal tendency. So parents are worried. So you can use this formula. I am Master Almighty. Practice it 7 times. And create a thought in your mind. My children are very good. They are the great souls of deity religion. They have got very good character. They are very honest to me. They are very faithful and loyal, royal. Keep such thoughts in your mind and you will find same. You will see change in them. You will find change in their behavior. Clear? So you can this way use Master Almighty in order to solve simple problem which disturb you in day-to-day life, in your friend circle, in your Laukik job. Baba has given us many treasures. We can make a list of 9 treasures. If some of you have to give class somewhere, you can give class on this topic. 9 treasures. First is the treasure of knowledge. Second, Baba was speaking in Murli. No, although Baba mentioned 3, Jnana, Yoga and Dharana, and time of confluence age. But to these 3, Jnana, Yoga and Dharana, we will divide them into 9 parts. Because yoga itself is a big thing and it enables us to store many treasures in our life. So first treasure is treasure of knowledge. Second treasure of time. Third, now you can just write in brief, treasure of virtues. Treasure of might. Fourth one. Fifth one, treasure of elevated thoughts. Treasure of blessings. Treasure of happiness. Treasure of purity. and treasure of pure deeds. Punya karma, pure deeds. We know purity is the mother of peace and happiness. In Hindi, two words. Those who know Hindi, they know khushi and sukh. Sukh is just joy, super sense of joy. And khushi is happiness. So where there is purity, peace, happiness, joy, real enjoyment of life lies there. So we have to become full in all these treasures. So we can make as the seed, which is the seed of all treasures, treasure of knowledge, jnana, knowledge. So in our life, we must give full importance to knowledge and to this time of confluence, age. So we can remember one thing, those who never waste their time, time gives them the blessing of success. Time brings many blessings to them. And those who waste their time, time wastes their life. Time is important. Last year, before that year, in three seasons, Baba Vaji speaking one thing again and again, your each second is equal to 1 year. So your time is most valuable. Each second is most valuable. And your each thought is very great. So give importance, give significance to each second and each thought. Our thoughts create energy. About thought, I want to speak for 5 minutes about the treasure of elevated thoughts. We must know. Our each thought has got creative energy in it. Each thought, creative energy. So if there are pure thoughts in our mind, they spread everywhere, they bring change into nature. So our pure thoughts are the blessing for this entire nature. If we create powerful thoughts, our thoughts, they spread out in the form of vibrations and they give energy to many souls in this world so that they can face the problems happily. If we create the thoughts of peace in our mind, it means we spread peace on this planet. If we create the thoughts of love for Baba, it means we vibrate love in this world. And the feeling of hate, feeling of revenge will end. Hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, they are also very bad. They make a person peaceless. So we have to create elevated thoughts this way. And elevated thoughts we can get from avyakt murlis. Those who practice self-respect, their thoughts become most elevated. Blessings. before blessing, I want to come to happiness. Happiness is also a big challenge. Am I true? It becomes a big challenge. Sometimes Maya takes our happiness away. Sometimes others' behavior, others' insulting words, sometimes some problems or circumstances, sometimes our own negative thoughts, they cause unhappy feeling. So just make your mind, I have to be ever happy. Let anything come on my way. Things will come and will go. They are not stable. They are not immortal. Everything is mortal in this world. Let them come and go. There is a movement in this drama. One scene is coming and going. Second scene is coming and going. Nothing is standing here. But what we do? We hold them. We try to stop them. And if we stop them, so we must know one secret. If we stop them, so we stop the beautiful opportunity which were coming to us. We will miss them. So those who have got holding nature in life, and you know holding nature, they keep one thought for many hours in their mind. Suppose someone spoke two insulting words to you, and whole day you are remembering, oh, this man spoke this word, insulted me, oh, and you lose your happiness. You think again and again, again and again. So the best opportunities, golden opportunities, which were coming to you, you will miss them. So if you want to enjoy golden opportunity, always get free from this holding nature. Nothing to hold. Let them go. Everything is going. Let them go. They are taking leave. Bye-bye. Say them bye-bye. Go. Bye-bye. Go. And be ever happy. So make your mind that I have to enjoy my life. Everything. I also want to give you an example of one sister. She came to me from somewhere and asked me in Shantivan. She was in Shantivan and crowd of people, 30,000. She asked this question, when I was in my country, I am alone in my home, I used to enjoy peace, yoga, and now I lost everything. Indian people, when they move, they also do like this, no discipline. So she was puzzled, very much puzzled. Oh, everywhere noise and noise, no peace. My home was very peaceful, I was very good yogi there, and here, even I sit in Baba's room, so many people are coming and going, 200 are sitting together, I can't enjoy yoga. Why I said this thing to you? Our peace must not become our weakness. So that sister experienced peace when she was alone. But when she was in the crowd of people, she lost her peace. It means her peace was very weak, or that peace became weakness for her. Make this peace power for yourself. Wherever I am, there may be thousands of people, crowd of people, I will enjoy peace, I can enjoy happiness, I can remain happiness. Possible? I can remain happy in all situations. So situations may change. Situations may be very critical against our expectations. But happiness is our own thing. So keep happiness in your own hand. I have to be ever happy, light and peaceful. Combine these all things. Not only peace, light, lightness. Very easy and very happy. I had heard one line in a Vyakt Murli many years before, maybe 42 years before. A man who find out his own way of progress in all situations is a wise man. Did you follow? Wise man is one who can find out his way of making progress, way of doing yoga, way of being happy in all situations. That man is not wise who says, no one should be here in Madhuban, then I will enjoy peace. No, that peace is the weakness of that person. So let us make this peace our real might in all situations, in the crowd of people, at the time of destruction, we can remain peaceful, happy, easy. So these are our treasures of knowledge, of thoughts, blessing. Now is the opportunity to receive the blessing of God Himself. A wonderful time for us. Great time for us. We can experience the blessing of great souls and of Supreme Soul. So for this, we should do such work, such service, such behavior. We must speak such words. We must cooperate with others so that they give blessings to us. Be happy. Be great. Blessings of great souls, blessing of God Himself will protect us at the time of destruction, we can say, at the time of great calamities, we can say. Because destruction will not take place in a second. Many don't know. They think that America will throw atom bomb and all will die. It is not going to happen this way. It will take years and years. Souls have to suffer, have to settle their karmas. Otherwise, what will happen with karmic account? So everyone will have to suffer a lot, will realize everything, will accept purity, will accept that God is their Father. All will accept God is their Father. Then they will get the blessing of Mukti. Mukti is also the inheritance of Supreme Father. So unless a person accepts that he is my Father, he cannot claim mukti. So we must get the blessing of great Brahmin souls and Supreme Soul. We must not receive bad feelings from Brahmin souls. So be aware of one thing, that we should not disturb anyone. Make promise with yourself. I will never create any disturbance for any great soul. I will allow them to enjoy their life. no disturbance. And disturbance is created by speaking some ill words to others, insulting words to others. So in our Brahmin family, we must use one formula. It will create very, very good, attractive spiritual vibration in our big family. When we see all souls in Brahmin family, we must have this one feeling, they are great souls. Great souls. All Brahmins who achieved God, who achieved divine wisdom, who achieved complete truth, who got the answer of all questions of thousands of years, who started to make their lives pure, they are great. Are they great? So I am a great soul, all are great. It will change. It will bring many kinds of change in many minds. Use this formula. Even in your family life, when you see to your children, see them with this attitude, they are good souls. They are the children of God. And you will see, you can notice the effect of your thought on your children. So our own thoughts are the responsible for the behavior we get from others. Keep in mind always. If someone misbehaves with us, our attitude is also responsible for that. So we have to become full in all treasures. Be ever happy. Mightful. About might, I would say, we are becoming powerful, powerful. Every day we are receiving power from Baba and our power is increasing. The children who will become most powerful, what will happen? Throughout the cycle, they will remain fearless. Crown will come on their head. Crown, power. They will get power to rule over the nation, to rule over the world, to rule over their state. So might, it's also a great thing. A person who is powerful, a wonderful experience of many, they will remain safe from black magic, from evil spirits, bodiless souls, because this problem is also increasing nowadays in the world. Every day, at least 5 cases come to me, at least 5, of black magic, of bodiless souls, effect of bodiless souls. And wonderful result of this practice, that I am Master Almighty. I also teach you one simple thing. You can create every morning powerful aura for your safety. And as I mentioned, every morning if you practice 21 times, I am Master Almighty, it means you create powerful aura around you. But second simple method, in order to keep safe from bodiless souls, may you all put on badge. Take your badge in your right hand. Not now. Take your badge in your right hand. Remember 21 times, I am Master Almighty. Or suppose you don't have so much time, 7 times only, I am Master Almighty. So you must know your badge is charged. Even your badge will reflect energy. And then put on it, even at night. At night too, important. Because these bodiless souls, these ghosts, affect with double force at night. So we have that wedge at night and you are safe. No one would come to you. Because wedge will vibrate energy. Actually, because they are bodiless, so when all sleep, their force become double. No one resists them. They are free to do everything. Pure deeds. That's also a big subject. Pure deeds. First thought I will give to you, pure deed become our best friend at the time of calamities, at the time of problems. They protect us. Purity is the seed for pure deeds. We begin from pure thoughts and then pure deeds follow them. You can make a list of 5 kinds of pure deeds. For us, one and the best and the easiest method to perform pure deed is to give knowledge. Donation of jnana. First pure deed. Second thing, to help people to meet God. If we help people, if we show them path how to meet to their Supreme Father, if we help them to bring peace, tranquility, stability, happiness, in others' life, this is a great deed. Thirdly, service of this God's yajna, either through body, mind, or money. Oh, what is this? Second time? So would you like to do again? No. Oh, here are 2 things. One is traffic control, recorded finally. And second thing, they play. Okay, let us give respect to this song. Fourth pure deed is to help to others, giving help to others. In any field, but with selfless motivation. Even suppose you go in a hospital and you see a poor patient there, who cannot afford for medicine or for operation or for any treatment, and you give help to him, but being selfless. So it's a divine deed of charity. But if after doing that help, you expect something from him, suppose a subtle expectation is there in your mind that this man must tell to many that I helped with him. So it will, what it will do? Punya karmas, pure deed, their power will be reduced, come down. So selfless motivation is the sign of yogi souls. And fifth pure deed is to make others pure, to help others in becoming pure. To Brahmins, to help them to increase their yoga, their purity, their happiness. This way, we can do pure deeds, but to torture others, to create suffering in anyone's life, to make comments for others, to disturb their peace and happiness, to create sorrow for others, these are really sinful deeds. So once I remember in the Murli of 1978, Avyakt Murli, Baba mentioned that it doesn't take much time to destroy the sins of 63 births, but it takes time, it's taking time to destroy the sins. Which sins? Which you performed after becoming Brahmins. Subtle, secret philosophy of sins, of actions after becoming Brahmins. Suppose our drashti goes to body. We feel attraction of body. It's also a sin. If we speak something wrong to someone, it's also a sin. If we disturb others' yoga, it is also a sin. Suppose someone surrendered one's life in yag and we create little disturbance in his life, it's a big sin. If we compel anyone to leave yajna, the biggest sin. So it can be a big list of sin and pure deeds. We have to avoid those things and we have to now do pure actions for self, for this world, because our pure actions will lead us to purity. Lastly, I would remind you one thing. Baba has asked us, when you come in next season, you should do two things before that. One is obstacle free. And for that, just remember one thing, be light. Always light. And every morning, take blessing from Baba. Practice like this. I am in subtle world. Baba is standing in front of me. He put his hand of blessing on my head and blessed. Child, you are the destroyer of obstacles. Accept it. And second thing, what Baba mentioned? No. Choose not all weaknesses, otherwise it will become a new tension. Choose just one weakness and just make promise to Baba, I will become free from this weakness. I will destroy this. I will kill this. It may be anger or always remaining in tension, unhappiness always, or any bad sanskaras, any kind of ego, mutual clash, choose one only and get free from that one, and you will experience that if you get victory over one, you will get victory over 10. One is connected to 10. It's automatic. Om Shanti. Okay. Enjoy your life. Question is that do our pure actions destroy our sins? Answer is no. We will get good fruit of our pure actions, but for destroying sins we need yoga powers. Of course, pure deeds will help us in yoga, and then we would be able to destroy sins. Pardon again? Karmatit. No, actually, karmatit means no weakness, no sin, and also full with good things, with happiness, with purity, with love. One thing is to remove everything, but second thing, to bring everything. That will be karmatit stage. Yes. You know that now Baba's organization is the wonderful organization. To donate in Baba's yag will be a wonderful thing. But suppose somewhere you see they are in great need and you help with them, but being selfless, that is no problem. Yes. No, you have to see. Only Baba denies because if you suppose give money to someone and they misuse it, suppose they drink. If they make good use of it, and you have to do it being selfless, that is important. When we do powerful yoga, to whom Baba named last time volcanic yoga, means we experience there is only Almighty, His energy is coming to me, it comes in the soul, mind receives it, it vibrates in the brain, and there are negative prints in the brain of sins of all worlds. They delete them. Yes. So either we can go in soul world or we can receive energy from Baba here in this body. Both method we can use. Om Shanti.